Ben. We will move to the final item on our agenda today. We will get a license sales update from Director Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's always great being the last person on the agenda. Before I get into license sales, because some of what we're going to talk about here, I do want to wish all of you and extend to all of you a happy pheasant nesting season. As we are, as an old pheasant biologist, this is the best time of the year, maybe not, maybe close to the opening pheasant weekend, but this is a big time of the year when we talk about pheasants. And next week, the second week of June, is peak hatch, our historical peak hatch for South Dakota pheasants. And just visiting with some of you and reports that some of us have gotten, we're starting to see pheasant broods out on the ground. I think the first report I got was the very end of May, which is not atypical. But historically in South Dakota, our peak hatch is the second week of June. And so warm weather and getting some rain and getting some vegetation growth and having good vegetation with bugs are all great recipes for pheasant success when the hatch is happening. So the next couple of weeks are really big weeks, time for us in South Dakota when it comes to pheasant hatch. And right now things are really shaping up in a really positive way. So we're excited about that. And so I would have been remiss, again, as an old pheasant biologist, if I didn't wish you happy pheasant nesting season. That being said, Madam Chair, we'll get into something more serious. Just want to give you a quick update on license sales. You do have, I think it's 5 pages in your package there, item number 27 in respect to license sales. Some of these have not changed a lot, especially if we get into small game, just because of the time of the year that we're in. And so I'm not going to spend too much time on some of those. I'll focus maybe a little bit more on some fishing statistics and then some of the big game drawings. But first page there has combination licenses for our residents, both the combination and senior combination. Combination is very similar to last year at this point in time where we are. Again, these are license sales through the end of May, beginning in December 15 when our license year starts. Senior combination licenses, you look there for 2023, are up a little bit from 2022 above where we are when we look at the three-year trend. Again, the graphs on the bottom maybe give you a better pictorial of comparing where we are this year to last year, and it also gives you a good indication where we are trending looking back the previous 3 years as well. So in particular in that senior combination, when you look at the revenue there, looking at where we are today and compared to the three-year trend, you can see that's going in a positive direction. Going on to the next page is the habitat stamp statistics. Again, remember, habitat stamp is going to be applies to both residents and non-residents. Each individual participant, whether you're a hunter, an angler, or a combination thereof at some point in time, is required to purchase one habitat stamp per year. Again, so you can look at it, the breakdown there between residents, non-residents. On the resident side, we are ahead of last year at this point in time. Non-residents, very similar as well. Again, when you compare it to the last couple of years, I would say we're right on track where we've been the previous couple of years. So those things look good right now. Page number 3 has small game licenses. Again, I just mentioned that. Those numbers have not changed a lot since last month's report, just again, because this is not the time of year most folks are going to be purchasing if they just want a small game license. Same would hold true for non-resident small game hunting licenses. And again, going back in time, the small game under the resident part of it, you can see how well things were tracking and going there. And a lot of that was because of the phenomenal pheasant season that we had going on last fall that Alex Solom gave you the update earlier in respect to pheasant harvest. So as that new license year began, there was a lot of licenses being purchased by our resident hunters. And I think somewhat of the opposite held true then for those non-residents, because those numbers are a little bit behind from last year. Again, with the hard winter that we had starting in mid-December, a lot of that hunting opportunity went to the wayside there for a short amount of time. But again, we'll continue to monitor that closely over the next couple of months now as we get through the summer months and getting closer to the fall. We'll see some significant changes there in license numbers, and we'll have more specific conversations on that. Going on to the next page on fishing licenses, again, you can see where things are tracking. We've caught up in some places and things are looking really good. On the resident side, both the annual fishing licenses and the senior fishing licenses are up compared to where we were last year at this time. When you look down at the non-resident specific numbers, you see those are behind a little bit. Again, we did have a late start, if I may, due to the colder spring and some of the weather conditions that we had. But things have been picking up here recently with some really good weather and obviously some phenomenal fishing across the state. You can look at the graphs below and you can see again, pick out some of those trends and how things are coming out. But when you combine the resident and non-resident revenue together, you can see that we're fairly similar to where we were last year at this time, but ahead when you look at the three-year trend and continue to going in a positive direction. Next page, we just have some big game license sales information for you. And there's just going to be a couple that I want to point out in particular. Looking at the bottom graph is probably the best pictorial for you. And this has to do with elk applications received. Yesterday, Keith Fisk gave you the Go Outdoors and mentioned over 40,000 elk applications, the most that we've ever received. You can see in the graph below the individual seasons based on the color codes going back to 2020 again. In particular, you can see some of those seasons. It would be on each of those graphs, it would be the fourth bar down, or the, I guess I would call it somewhere the orangish color, is Custer State Park applications. You go back and look down at those bars, you can see that trend continues with more applications coming in. You go to the red one, the Black Hills Archery Elk, you see that trend continues. We see more and more applications for that. In particular, I point out also the Prairie Elk applications. That's the top bluish color line on each of the graphs. You go back to 2020, we were at about 4,500 applications, and this year we were at over 5,400 applications. So again, it's just another example of how you see the interest in elk hunting and how those elk applications continue to grow in a very positive way. If you turn to the next page, there are four graphs on that particular table, and this has to do with some turkey seasons. Again, I would point out, like in the upper right-hand corner, archery spring turkey license purchased. You can see that trend continues to grow with the popularity of archery hunting out there for various opportunities. The bottom left-hand corner, the mentored spring turkey licenses. Again, you see that trend of an increase there and getting more youth out and the hunting opportunities of mentor spring turkey hunting as well. The bottom right-hand corner shows bighorn sheep applications. Again, very sought after, highly desired license, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here in South Dakota. And when you look at the both the Custer bighorn sheep applications and the Black Hills sheep, you can see a continued trend in applications for bighorn sheep as well. And again, some of that is going to be driven by not too long ago when we really emphasized some bighorn sheep management efforts. We were only issuing one or two licenses a year, and now we're up to that 9-10 license opportunity. It just again provides that once in a lifetime opportunity, so that interest continues to escalate and grow there. So bottom line, commissioners, things are looking good right now. We like to continue to see that increase in those fishing licenses, especially on the non-resident side. Again, phenomenal fishing reports coming out. The bite is going very well. Good weather will certainly help those things. And then we'll continue to monitor small game as we go through the summer. And we'll have more discussions about that as we get into the fall. So things are looking very good on the landscape, as I just mentioned, from pheasant nesting, seeing birds out there. We've heard numerous reports of seeing more birds than anticipated, which is all positive. We're getting many reports right now of fawns being seen across the countryside. And so with good vegetation growth, good habitat out there will lead to hopefully good success in survival of fawns, and we'll have a great fall season as well. So things are coming together very nicely, looking for a great summer going into the fall. So Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Very good. Thank you, Director Cushman. Any questions for Tom before we wrap things up today, or comments? Looks like there are none. So that will wrap things up for our June 2023 commission meeting. Just a reminder, next month we will be at Arrowwood Resort in Oklahoma. Those dates are July 20th through the 21st. Those that can join us in person, that will be wonderful. If not, our communication team will once again have it online with the help of SDPB. As always, a special thanks to Secretary Roebling and the leadership team and all those that put together presentations to keep us educated. Thank you to Liz for keeping us on top and making sure we have everything we need. And last, thank you to the folks here at Good Earth State Park for hosting us for our June meeting. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn unless we have any final comments from Secretary Roebling.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And no, just a great meeting. And thank you for a couple days here we had to spend together. I know it's a dedication, a commitment to the people of the state. And I just want to say thank you to all the commissioners. So great presentations. It's that time of year. Everybody needs to get out camping and hiking and fishing and boating and hunting and that time of year. So we're excited. And go and enjoy the great outdoors of South Dakota. So back to you, Madam Chair.
I would entertain a motion in a second. Moved by Beast. Second by Lockett. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?